Yesterday, Senate Democrats called on the Trump administration to protect nursing home residents and their families' right to sue facilities over abuse, neglect, assault. The administration has moved to end an Obama-era rule that prohibited nursing homes that accepted Medicare and Medicaid from including language in resident contracts requiring disputes be settled by a third party rather than a court. They want to knock out that court option there. Joining me now from Washington is Lydia Wheeler, federal regulations reporter for The Hill, who's been following the story. Lydia, welcome to On Point. Thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So this was a sort of roundabout way of stopping suits against nursing homes. And how would it work? What are they changing?
That's right. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they want to allow nursing homes to be able to use these provisions, and they're known to lawyers as pre-dispute arbitration agreements. And they said that we want nursing homes to be able to use these so long as they are written in plain language and explained to the prospective resident or their caretaker. And under the rule change, the resident would also have to be required to acknowledge that they understand what they are signing. But
so in other words, if you want mom or dad to come into this nursing home, you're all going to agree up front that you'll never be able to sue us. We can go to arbitration, but you won't be able to sue us. That's the effect.
That's correct. So this is often a condition of residency. And, you know, consumer and health advocacy groups are saying, hey, this is often an emotional time. This is often a stressful time for the resident, for the elderly, the person that is entering this home and their family, and that they need a place for care. And so they're oftentimes they have to sign this agreement in order to even place their family member in the facility.
Who's been lobbying to get this ability to sue taken away and why?
So there's a group that represents nursing homes known as the American Health Association, and they actually sued after the rule was finalized in October. They claim that the agency had violated its statutory authority, and they say that Congress has repeatedly rejected legislation to invalidate these arbitration agreements. The Supreme Court also has affirmed the use of arbitration agreements, so they claim that, hey, CMS, you shouldn't have issued this rule in October to begin with, and the judge agreed. There was a district court judge in Mississippi that actually blocked the rule in November from taking effect. And now CMS said, okay, we've decided we're going to go back, we're going to reverse this rule because of that court order.
When the Obama administration prohibited nursing homes from cutting off this path to a lawsuit, was there an explosion of lawsuits?
There wasn't, not that I'm aware of, an explosion of lawsuits, but groups are really that are opposed to this, which includes the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, one of the biggest business groups. They actually claim that this is going to increase the cost of nursing home care. So this rule was finalized in October, remember, and then blocked by a court a month later. So there really wasn't that much of an impact because it hadn't even taken effect yet. But they claim that this is really going to increase the cost of nursing home care, and they claim that, arbitration is faster and cheaper, and that there's no actual limit to the monetary award that somebody could receive. But you have to keep in mind that these arbitrators, these third-party people that are chosen to settle these disputes, are often chosen by the company, not the consumer.
And is that right in the language, that when mom or dad or grandma or grandpa are going into the nursing home, does it say right there, you got to go to arbitration and we choose the third-party arbitrator?
That's correct. I believe some of these contracts do stipulate that it's the party's choice. And you have to understand that these agreements are often slipped into the fine print of contracts. And we're not just talking about nursing home contracts. We're talking about all types of consumer contracts. So it could be just if you wanted to get a cell phone or a credit card or a loan. These are kind of tucked into everything.
So the Chamber of Commerce is arguing that this would make nursing home care more expensive. What's the argument from those who want to sustain the right to sue?
Right. So the consumer and health advocacy groups that are fighting this, there's more than 75 groups that have joined forces to form this Fair Arbitration Now Coalition to stop CMS from reversing this rule. And those include groups like Public Citizen and AARP. They claim that this is really an unfair rule and that it creates an unequal balance of power, putting nursing homes above the consumer. They argue that this prevents residents from being able to take facilities to court to settle disputes over everything. We're talking about alleged abuse, neglect, sexual assault, even wrongful death.
So what percentage of nursing homes take Medicare and Medicaid? Is most of them? So almost all of them would be able to say, would be affected by this?
There's a large majority of facilities that accept Medicaid and Medicare funds for their patients. So this would really impact a large swath of facilities.
I mean, over the years, we've heard some pretty horrific stories coming out of the realm of nursing homes about the way elders or those with disabilities were treated when they were in there. Does this lower the fear that nursing homes have? Does it make them maybe less attentive to the needs or even less attentive to the possibility of abuse going on?
I think that's certainly a concern of the consumer and health advocacy groups. And what they're really concerned about, too, is that sometimes these arbitration agreements dictate that you can't discuss what was discussed in arbitration, that these consumers and these families can't go to the media or can't even talk to other residents or other residents' family to see if there's a similar type of abuse or neglect happening so that they could maybe possibly form a class action lawsuit. So these arbitration agreements are really restrictive in that sense.
So this is a very industry-friendly move. I mean, the nursing home industry must love this.
That's correct. They had little to say to me when I called them for the story, pointing me back to their comments in 2015 when they were actually fighting the rule that banned the use of these agreements. But, yeah, it would seem to me that they're pretty pleased that the administration is taking a turnaround on this.
When complaints are brought, are these arbitrators giving settlements to those who have suffered abuse that are sufficient in size to make the nursing homes clean up their acts, Lydia?
The nursing homes claim that they are. These business groups say, hey, there's actually no limit to the monetary size of awards. But you have to understand that in arbitration, there is no judge, there's no jury, there's no right to an appeal. So if they're not the right size, if residents don't feel like they got what they deserve or there's no repercussion for them to argue, the result.
The Trump administration looking to move the needle toward the nursing home industry when it comes to what kind of outcome there may be when someone in a nursing home has been abused or mistreated. Lydia Wheeler is covering all this for The Hill and joined us today from Washington. Lydia, thank you very much for your up-to-date reporting on this. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Listeners, you can continue this conversation and get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.